B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What up?
What up? It's 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Because Radio DeTune is hanging with you. All right, everybody sit tight because I want to run through all the calls coming up. But it's time to check out the card for this weekend. That's right, the NFL week number 2. Here's the card. I got the Parks Casino Sportsbook app open. And Drews, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, born ready. I may have made some picks already today, getting ready for Sunday. I'm a two-day ahead of time kind of guy.
I'm not really
a Sunday morning guy. Yeah, I like to get my feel early.
You're a pre-Sunday morning, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, for many people, the Sunday morning is the routine.
Yes. Oh, they also wait to see what the, you know, sharps are betting and all that kind of stuff. They see the late line movement. Nah, I'm a Friday guy.
All right, well, here we go. Let's start it off. Giants and Bears. The Bears, a 5.5-point favorite. You and I are liking the same squad this week.
Yes, and I'm not just going with the points. I'm liking the New York Giants to win outright against the Chicago Bears on Sunday.
So, you know who else picked that?
Who?
Brad Feinberg. Brad, who is the NBC Sports Philly betting analyst, last night on Cousins Corner, I said, I like the Giants too. He goes, I like the Giants to win the game.
Oh, well, then I like where I'm at. Yeah, I like the Giants. I think Daniel
Brad
Jones.
Brad had Washington outright last week.
Yes, he did. I like Daniel Jones battled pretty well last week. And you know what?
Pittsburgh's good defense.
Yeah.
Man.
And I think Mitch Trubisky and the Bears got lucky.
So the Lions
took their foot off the gas pedal. The Lions also dropped a touchdown pass at the end. So I'd like the Giants outright.
And I don't think the Giants' defense is that bad.
No, and you know what? Here's another motivational factor. Tiki Barber apparently called out Saquon Barkley for some of the stuff that he does. He doesn't block well as a running back, Tiki said. And Saquon kind of said, all right, I'll show him what's up. So I think Saquon's going to come out with a pretty big game.
How about Tiki playing the role of Charles Barkley?
Right. Yeah. Wait, he's going to call him fat first. He's got to do that.
Tiki deserves respect. If I'm a Giant running back, you know, in the same way Chuck deserves respect, so does Tiki.
Yep.
Falcons, Cowboys, 1 o'clock, live in Dallas. Dallas, a 4-point favorite over the Falcons. Now, the problem is, I love the deal over the Falcons because I think I got a lot of weapons. But I just think this is a double-digit Cowboy win.
Yeah, I thought Dallas was going to score by... I took them at an alternate line last week. I thought they were going to beat up on the Rams a little bit. They didn't. But I think they come back and they beat the Falcons. I'm actually going with the over in this game, too. Because I think the Falcons can score points against the Cowboys' defense.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But I'm going to go with the Cowboys to cover the 4, and I'm actually going to go with the over in the point.
Yeah,
total.
I would agree with that. I will say this. The line is low.
Yeah, because I think people are realizing Dallas isn't as good as they were hyped up to be just 1 week ago.
Well,
but I think Dak has a better game this week. He was pretty putrid last week.
I like the dog in this next NFC North battle. Packers looked great week 1. 6.5-point favorite over the Lions. I just think too many points. I think the Packers win the game, but I think it's close. I think it's a lower scoring game.
Really?
And I think the Packers win by like 4.
This is where I also go with another over in the game. Now, here's the thing. We'll find out this week. Is this Aaron Rodgers' comeback season? Prove the league wrong. You drafted my replacement. You know, people were saying I was coming to the end. He played really well against Minnesota. So I wonder, is it one of those seasons where Rodgers plays to an MVP level, or is that just one game? I'm leaning toward Rodgers as this big bounce-back season, so that's why I'm taking the Packers and the points.
I can see that. I think it's too many.
Yeah, I mean, 6.5 is a big number, and that's usually a decent matchup, Packers-Lions. But I don't know. What has Matt Patricia done?
All right. And you like the over?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on the under there. Jaguars, Titans, 7.5-point favorite over Jacksonville. Jacksonville looked good its first game.
They did.
They, you know, again, they didn't quit. I'll still take the Titans. I think the Titans at home, and they have a way to dispirit you by just running big Derrick Henry.
Are you taking the Titans and the points? Cover that 7.5?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean, end the points?
No, I'm saying, like, they're covering.
Yeah, lay it.
Okay. I almost kind of want to stay away. Tennessee didn't look all that great Monday night. Like, they're a better team. They're better than the Jaguars. I think they're better than what they showed you against Denver.
Breaking down every game. I mean, you can just give an opinion.
I'm staying away from this one in terms of a pick. I think Tennessee does win.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, that might have been a flash in the pan the week one. But I'm kind of worried to touch that game.
All right, next one on the slate, Vikings-Colts. And that's something I don't know. My lean is Minnesota plus the 3.
Right.
But I don't have a real feel for the Colts.
They ended up scoring a lot of points.
Well, Hines.
Against Green Bay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. You're right. And the Colts didn't look good last week.
You're talking about Minnesota.
Yes.
But I'm talking about Hines. I mean, I don't know.
I'm with you. I would lean Minnesota. I'll make it a play. I'm going to take the Vikings.
I mean, it's kind of, why are the Colts a 3-point favorite?
I don't know. Which is why I shouldn't make a play.
Coming off a loss to Jacksonville, I just think it's weird that they're now a favorite.
I mean, Phillip Rivers didn't look good.
No, but why are they favorite?
Right, which is why you would think you would take the Colts, but I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna take the Vikings. They burned me last week, but I'll come back with them this week.
All right, Bills and Dolphins, Buffalo, 5.5-point favorite on the road. I'm gonna ride my Bills again. I had them last week. Rooting for Sean McDermott.
Yep.
I think he's got a good team. And I think that defense shuts down Miami. I'll take Buffalo.
I am with you on that play. Buffalo. All day.
Niners, Jets. Jets, major trouble. They are the tankers of 2020. Niners, 7-point favorite on the road. It feels light, Tunis.
It does feel light, but I mean, I can't not take the Niners. They lost to the Cardinals last week, so here they are, bounce back week. And the Jets are without Le'Veon Bell. They're without Jamison Crowder, who's their top receiver. The offensive line is still in tatters, even though they addressed it in the first round. I can't see the Jets competing with the 49ers in this game on both sides of the
ball. We both got San Fran circle the helmet like you used to do back in the day with the Inquirer.
I loved it.
Circle the helmets. Denver, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, 7.5. Pittsburgh, without a doubt, the better team. Worried about tackle without Zach Banner.
Yep.
Connor, an issue at running back and injured again. Ben looked better. I'll take the points, however. And I think Pittsburgh wins, but I think Denver can cover this thing. I like all their skill guys.
Yeah, it's a stay-away game for me. I mean, Denver looked good on Monday night. You're right. The Steelers are the better team, but Denver looked okay. They still have a decent defense out there, too, with the Broncos. So, I mean, I would think the Steelers run away with it because I think the Steelers are the better team this year, and I think the Steelers are a better team, period, this year than they were last year, but I'm going to stay away from that game.
All right, Tampa, Carolina. Tampa's 8.5-point favorite. I'm going to take Carolina plus the 8.5. I think the Matt Rules keep it close. He's not a guy that's going to get blown out.
Right.
All right? His kids will fight hard. And out of the rebuilding, Teddy Bridgewater, not a bad quarterback. And I was unimpressed with Tampa on Sunday against New Orleans. Gronk looks like the team show up. Brady don't look great. I'll take Carolina plus the points.
I think Brady bounces back in this week. But right now, Chris Godwin, it came out about a half hour ago. He's still in concussion protocol, so he might not be able to play for Tampa Bay, and that'll be a huge loss. I mean, it's a big speed threat that they have. But I will go with the under in this score, the 47.5. I took the under in the Panthers-Raiders game last week, and they scored. But I'm gonna go with the under, even with Tom Brady, 47.5.
You got the under?
Yes. What? If they're missing Chris Godwin, I was with you. I wasn't that impressed with the Buccaneers' offense last week. Buccaneers do have a decent defense. I don't know if that Carolina offense puts up points, that many points against them. So I'm going to take the under.
All right. Yeah, all right. Beware.
Okay.
I'm touching it. Cardinals and Washington, Arizona's laying 6.5. I think Kyler Murray's real. Kyler Murray's sturdy. I didn't think he was as sturdy, but he's got that Russ kind of lower body. And he's a nice player, man. I like Kyler Murray. I'm going to take Kyler Murray and the Cardinals with DeAndre Hopkins. And I'll lay the 6.5 over that Redskins team.
I'm with you in that game. I don't see them making the same mistakes that your Philadelphia Eagles made last week against the Washington football team. I don't see Dwayne Haskins winning a game throwing for 180 passing yards, a team winning a game only rushing for, 50 or 60 yards. So I'm with you. Arizona over the Washington football team.
Arizona. All right, let's continue. Going down the list, Chargers and Chiefs. KC 6.5, over the LA Chargers. To me, Chiefs are on autoplay. They're like the Patriots of a couple years ago.
Yes. That's a simple answer for me. Yes, take the Chiefs.
Texans and Ravens. I'll tell you another autoplay. Lamar Jackson is an autoplay. Don't get in front of that train. That Baltimore team is good. Lamar looking more polished as a thrower, making him even more dangerous. Lamar and the Ravens, an autoplay, 7 over the Texans. Lay it.
That is the correct call, especially because the Houston Texans offense, what did they look like last week? I mean, they have nothing. It's a sin for Deshaun Watson, but that offense is terrible. Yeah. It is criminal what they do to that man.
Patriots and Seahawks, Seattle, a 3.5-point favorite. I don't believe in New England. I don't believe in, listen, he's the best, Belichick, but I don't believe in that team. Give me Russ and Seattle, and they'll cover it.
Yep, I am taking the Seahawks as well. I thought they were disrespected last week, only being a point favorite against the Falcons. And I watched some of that Patriots game. Cam Newton ran the ball a lot. They did a lot of design runs for Cam. And somebody made a decent point that I didn't think about. Tom Brady was able to work with the New England wide receivers because he's Tom Brady. Cam Newton had some pretty good receivers out in Carolina. He's got a couple of household names in New England that I don't know if he works as well with like Tom Brady did. So I don't think if it has to be an aired out battle. Russell has weapons, too. Seahawks have some good weapons. I'm going to take the Seahawks.
All right, there we have it. The Monday game is Vegas, New Orleans. I like Raiders now, but we'll get into that on Monday. Don't forget, the mailman checks in. The mailman says home dogs getting 5 to 5.5 are at a 90% clip. Washington was that team last week. And he says Miami is that team now. And, of course, I'm on the other side of Buffalo. But the postman knows. The postman knows. Back to the phones we go. Mitch in Phoenix. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mitchell. Hello, Mitch. Mitch not there. Let's go to Greg in Bethlehem. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. Another bullpen meltdown. It's unbelievable.
I can't even laugh at it anymore, Greg. It's pissing me off to no end.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that they could at least piece one together sooner or later. You know, I don't know. I guess part of the problem is that they don't have the stuff to throw down the middle and have movement, and late movement. So they nibble and nibble and end up walking people, and they don't miss many bats. I mean, it's you know, that's pitiful, you know, and they got a depleted farm system, the botched deal with you know, arbitration deal for JT.
Right.
You know, the trade JT for Sixto Sanchez. I mean, what's the common denominator? Freaking Klintak.
Listen, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. It has to be over. Klintak has to go.
I know. I mean, it's almost a violation, but I'm borderline going to root for them to lose with hopes that that will force Klintak out of town.
Andrew, sound the alarms. Greg has broken glass. That's right. We said it. Break glass in case of emergency. Greg is now rooting against the Phillies.
I hate to do it, but...
Listen. That's what happens when you are at, you know, in dire need of change.
Well, I'm at DEFCON 4, you know?
I can tell.
Oh, my God.
He broke the glass, Tunis.
Yeah.
Get those sirens out, Tunis. Come on, I want more. He broke that glass, Greg. Greg rooting against the Fightins. Anybody, I need this. In addition to give me prediction on Sunday, what do you feel about the game? We've been spending all time talking about Wentz and Peterson, and I know that Nick is going to be doing that coming up, and so is the Gabe. But I also need this. At the end of your call, are you breaking glass and rooting against the Phillies? The 10 games, we got 10 games left in this miserable, godforsaken, weird season. We got Toronto doubleheader today, tomorrow, Sunday. What are they going to do, Tunis, in those four games?
2-2.
They got Washington at 4, Monday through Wednesday, doubleheader Tuesday.
It's terrifying.
And then they end the season at Tampa.
That's no easy contest.
So just remember, today you got FFFlin in game one, TBD in game two. Vinny V pitches Saturday, TBD on Sunday. Wheeler Monday, Nola Tuesday, TBD, second game of the doubleheader.
Never good when you have a lot of TBDs ahead of you.
Eflin on Wednesday, Vinny V on Friday, and I'm assuming Wheeler and Nola come back. There you go. That's your pitching match. It's for Phillies. So if you're going to root against the Phillies to get Klintak out, let me know. That means you're breaking glass and you're pushing the red button. All right, we'll talk a little DraftKings because they're back with that incredible promotion. That's right, DraftKings. Here's what they're doing. They're bringing back America's top-rated sportsbook app, bringing back their can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook, giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. That's right. You place a $1 bet on any team. That team wins. You cash a cool bean, $100. Download the top-rated Sportsbook app now. Use code FANATIC when you sign up. Pick any team during week two. Bet a buck. Win $100. A buck to win a bean. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code FANATIC during sign up for limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
One o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Feeling proud and feeling strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
To be fair, don't forget, if you're going to Rudy, I just want to hear the sirens again. So if you tell me you're rooting against the Phillies for the greater good, you have broken glass and pressed the red button, please let me know so I can play. I can have Tunis play the alarm. Why do I like the alarm? Explain that to me.
That's a good question. I mean, it basically means impending doom.
Right. I don't know why, but I like it. Do you remember when we did it for the Sixers? Play the alarm, Tunis. Remember that?
Yes.
And you had all the alarms going at the same time.
I did.
Now you only had the one.
That's somewhere else in the files.
I like it better when you have, like, every siren. You even had the European ambulance.
Yeah.
Because the European siren's different from our siren.
Yes, it is.
Don't forget Football Friday. Yeah. Right here, Football Friday on the Fanatic, brought to you by AAA. Wherever the open road takes you, take AAA.
All right.
Sounds nice, right? Wherever the open road takes you, take AAA.
I can go on an open road.
The open road.
When's the last time you went for a drive? Like a long drive?
I hate drives.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I should have known that. You don't like highways. I like a drive.
Do you?
Yeah. I've made the drives to, you know,
I don't like driving.
When I went to see Temple play Notre Dame, it was nice. You just get a little bored when you're on the same road for like 3 hours.
Yeah, I don't know why that's fun.
You know.
What's fun about
making
it?
Making jokes.
I don't like comedy.
With your boys. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's different. Now, road trip is different than taking a drive. Like, I'm imagining, like, what's so fun?
I'm not doing Drive Miss Daisy.
With my family. And having the two kids in the back fighting. Like, that doesn't sound like fun to me.
No, I don't know. Road trip.
Now, the open road, if I, like, you and I were taking a ride, and, you know, some of the guys, I don't know, we were driving, like, a football game. I mean, that's fun.
That's good time.
The open road sounds inviting, but as long as I'm not driving. I don't like to drive.
I'll drive for you.
It's funny. I'm a better passenger than I am a driver. I'm not a bad driver. I just don't like to drive.
Right.
If I was one of these rich people, I would definitely have a drive. Like, that to me is a big deal. The two things that I would, let me ask you a question. I don't really care about some big house, right? Like, yeah, I mean, would it be nice?
Yeah.
Right? But I don't really care. Like, it's nothing that I would, I could care less about that. But if you were super wealthy, like, to me, there's the two creature comforts that great wealth would bring. One, a plane.
I was about to say, you want a private jet.
I would love a plane.
Yep.
Oh, man, a plane would be ridiculous.
You and John Milton can go sign people in the bullpen.
G5, G6, right? And you just go to wherever you want. Of course, you need money to operate the plane.
Yeah.
But that.
But you're wealthy. So
the driver, like, you sit in the back seat, have a cup of coffee, you know, read the paper. That sounds nice.
Does your driver have the outfit on with the hat?
Nah, he can drive wherever he wants. He can be
Eagles jersey.
I don't care what he wears. It could be like the old school driver, like the guys back in the day, like the mob guys had this driver.
Yeah.
Like they could, you know, wherever you want. But those are the two, and even a boat rules.
Driver from Rocky was great.
Yeah, he was the best.
Take her to the zoo.
I should take you to the zoo. Hey, Rock, why don't you take her to the zoo?
What was he dealing
I'll
with?
I'll break your face. I'll break your thumbs.
What was his prostate was bothering him? What was it?
Oh, Gazzo's the greatest. Gazzo is one of the great guys. He's angry, right?
Prostate.
He's one of these guys who's angry. He's always angry. Don't take it personal. Don't listen. What are you listening? His prostate's bothering.
That's what it
is. What? Classic. Classic. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. And I got to give you more of these text board messages. Let's go to the Gabe in Feasterville. Gabe!
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Gabe, thank you for the care package you left us.
Oh, no problem, man. It is my pleasure as always, my friend. You know how we do it.
Delicious as always. Tell
you
the people.
You got to shake it.
Yes. Tell the people what that is called.
Which one, the drink or the food?
The drink.
So the drink is called coquito. Usually, you know, in Puerto Rican families, you see a ton of it around Christmas. But I'm a lush, so I make it all year long.
See, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Sorry, man. I didn't cut you off. Go ahead, baby.
No, the coquito. It's so delicious, too. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It'll creep on you, though.
Now, what is it for people that want to make it at home?
So it's vanilla ice cream, vanilla extract, cinnamon, whole milk, and cream of coconut. Not coconut, cream of coconut. You got to know how to blend that stuff up, and then once you get ready to rock, you know, you're good to go.
And rum, right? You have the rum in there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Duh. Yeah, and rum, of course.
Yes.
Got to have the rum.
Yeah, that's a delicious. That, you know, that's a delicious. I can see that being a holiday cocktail.
Oh, it definitely is. I mean, you know, I call it the Puerto Rican eggnog.
Yes.
You know,
yeah, totally.
Eggnog sucks.
Yes. Agreed.
Plus, you're out on the egg anyway, so I'm sure you're not eggnog guy.
No, I'm not an eggnog man. No. My father's an eggnog guy. I'm not an eggnog guy.
Well, salute to him.
Yes.
And his soul. And listen, when I was a kid, my dad had this knickknack on his work desk. It was a test tube, but it was enclosed on both sides. And inside of it, there was a Tootsie Roll. And it said, in case of emergency, break glass. I always wanted that Tootsie Roll when I was a kid. But
yes.
Not half as bad as I wanted to break the glass today to get Clintac out of town.
Yes!
I can't do it. Andrew, hit it.
Get him out. Get Clintac out. Lose, Clintac. Lose.
And you know what? The reason why the siren gets you all giddy is because it's like when you're a little kid and you're getting like on the regional rail with your dad, you know, and you know, it's an excursion. You see the train coming and the lights.
I do like the train.
You know,
yes,
in this case, it's anticipation of Clintac getting on the train out of town.
That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant, Gabe. You're the man. Gabe,
likewise.
Just brilliant, man. You're the best. And by the way, tell the people which I love those little pockets of gold.
Yes. Those pockets of gold that I started cooking at 4:30 this morning just so I could hear Andrew here say that he's eating cold chili.
Listen, I've had five of those things today. They're delicious. I can't stop eating them.
That's great.
I appreciate it. But just so you know, since you asked, Aunt, they're called pastelillos, and they're like a pastry meat turnover. They're basically like an empanada.
Yes.
Puerto Rican style.
Love it. Love it. And, oh, fantastic.
And just so you know, I'm actually dropping a ton of them off with some other grub at my buddies in Conchi, Guppies. Probably the only place in the tri-state area besides for myself directly that you can get these bad boys. So,
nice. There you go. Beautiful, man. Good luck at Guppies.
Fantastic. Not a problem. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Opened up. Hey, listen, birds this weekend, all right? I'm going to do something crazy. Even though I don't really feel it in my gut, I'm going to say a double-digit win.
But you don't feel it.
No, I don't.
You're trying to will and want it. You're trying to will it to happen?
I'm trying to will it to happen because this whole thing with Doug having Sean McVay's number scares me just like Doug being undefeated going into Washington last week. So in order to override the jinx, I'm going double-digit win birds.
All right. I like it. Gabe, great stuff, my brother. Great stuff,
all right,
man. Thank you, man. You're the best.
Love
you, buddy. Fantastic.
Hey, by the way, Jeff McClain.
Hey, by the way.
Miles Sanders, I feel 100%, I'm ready to go. That's good.
I expected that.
Well, Lane said the other day that he's not at 100%, but he's going to play.
Who cares? 100%. Just play the game, all right? I got no patience anymore. That's what the Phillies have done to me. Play class, Judas. Play class. He's got to go. Playtech has to go. We have broken glass. We are now rooting against the Phillies. Go Blue Jays. Go Jays. Kill, kill. Kill, kill. Playtech. Here we go. Carson Orr. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Now, I want you to play this game at home. Now, I'm going to take myself out of it because I'm an unabashed Carson guy. Okay? So, chances are I'm not going to do this. But here we go. Carson or Joe Burrow?
Wentz. I can't do Joe Burrow after two games.
Really?
No, I can't. I texted you. You look really good yesterday, but I can't go Joe Burrow after two games.
You can have choice, not for one game, for their career.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Wentz. I can't go Burrow.
So you got Wentz over Burrow. Wow. I told you. Jim from the Palm took Burrow over Wentz. Tooch took Burrow over Wentz in a heartbeat. They both said that.
Yeah, I can't do that for two games. Wentz.
Oh, I agree. Carson or Kyler Murray?
That's an interesting one. Kyler Murray's a nice little player. Man,
you can't take. Listen, no. I like Kyler Murray too, but he's 5.
Yeah, I know.
5'10 and a half.
Yeah, but so is Breeze, and look what he's put together.
Okay,
in his career.
Well, who do you want? You're going Murray, aren't you?
I don't know. He's got a receiver this year.
I go Burrow over Murray.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'd probably still lean Wentz, but it's a
tough. You're going Murray.
I'm thinking.
I can tell.
I'm going Wentz, but I'm thinking Murray. Like, I'm, you know, that's the Burrow why I go, not Wentz.
Mahomes or Carson?
Mahomes.
Yeah, I agree. I go Mahomes too.
Yeah.
Lamar or Carson?
Lamar right now. MVP and showed that he improves as a passer last week. So, yeah, Lamar Jackson.
How about Deshaun Watson?
No, I still go Carson.
Do you?
Yeah. I like Deshaun Watson, but he isn't. But, you know, he's a good player. I think it's criminal what Houston's done to
him. There you go.
I don't know what.
There you go.
I don't know what Deshaun Watson is on a good team. I'm sure he's a lot better than what he is, but I'm going to go Carson.
I had a raging argument. Raging argument. Goff v. Wentz.
I go Wentz.
So do I. But there's people out there that would take Goff.
You said it the other day, and I agree with you. More of a system quarterback. You know, he's paired with McVay. What happens if it wasn't McVay? Goff doesn't really impress me. He's got a decent arm.
You ready? VG on the text board. I'll ship Wentz and Ertz in a nanosecond for Burrow. Kid remain calm under all kinds of duress and plowed through the SEC. He had all kinds of duress last night, and Joe Cool. Carson is a bit of a spaz under pressure. Spaz feet. That's VG on the tax board. Come on. Okay. He's not a spaz. Yeah, now, I do agree. Joe Burrow was Joe Cool last night.
Yes, he was.
Joe could play.
Took a lot of hits
Joe's
yesterday.
Joe's going
to
be a stud.
He's going to have to be smarter with his body. He took a lot of hits. And he's
you're talking about him.
Well, yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, he's got to be smarter with his body.
All right. Let me get to Nikki. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nikki.
Tunis, play the song, Siren.
Hey, play Tunis. The siren. So, come on, he said it. He's rooting against him. I want to hear the siren.
It's a false alarm. False alarm now. Tunis, how long did you put those little treats in the freezer before you ate them? 4 hours, 5 hours?
Nah, they've just been sitting out since like 8 a.m. So it's nice temperature for me.
Yeah, that's kind of indicative for you. Usually you need like sub, you know. Permafrost for you.
It was a good flavor. It was a good temp.
And listen, Eli beat beat what's his name in the Super Bowl twice in a row, right? Brady.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So do we all agree that Eli's not better than Brady?
Yes.
All right. So just because Doug beats, you know, the pretty boy has beat him twice.
Right.
And won a Super Bowl. That counts. That's big. Winning the Super Bowl versus only scoring 3 points, that's big. But at the end of the day, that doesn't guarantee that he's better than you know, pretty boy. So I've heard that argument several times. Oh, he's beaten.
Yeah, but that's
all fine and good. That doesn't mean – that doesn't get you in the playoffs. That's like the guy that used to say back in you know, the Rockheads. Go, well, we beat Dallas twice this year. I'm happy. That doesn't get – beating Dallas twice doesn't get you in the playoffs.
Correct.
You know, so – But how crazy is it that it's 1:45 on Football Friday and we're so focused or non-focused on football and focused on baseball? That tells you two things, how horrendous that bullpen and our team's gotten. We have two star caliber players. One's hurt, but you know, we have JT and Bryce and Aaron, I guess, also.
And,
Noah.
He's not a star.
Well, I mean, look, he's not a star, but he's a big name. He struggled yesterday, I get that. But, you know, we're more focused on baseball right now than the football team because we're scared to death of the football team.
Yes, I agree with you. There is great fear with the football team. However, you got to admit, I'm guilty of being fixated on the baseball team. You know why, Nikki? It's because this bullpen thing is driving me insane. Like, I've gone from being angry to being, like, really angry to being, like, were you kidding me? Like, laughing about it to being apathetic to laughing again. But now I'm pissed off again going, this is absurd. And the guy still is in charge of his team.
I know. Listen, you went through all the starting pitchers coming up the next couple of days. I didn't hear you say, you know, Cisto today. You know, I'm going to be watching Cisto today.
Yeah.
You see what he does and what we do over the weekend and what the Birds do at 1:05 p.m. on Sunday.
It's a must win. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want Snippy Doug or Chesty Doug on Monday. I want nice Doug. All right, I want to win because otherwise this season could be bad. If they lose, then the season starts to – and it's two games. I can't believe I'm saying it.
Yeah,
but with those three games looming, and that is San Fran, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, that's frightening, Nikki.
But worst case scenario is we might come in Monday and we might be, you know, hitting the nuclear blast siren.
I mean, it's between the Phillies and
the Eagles, and it could be ugly. Or, you know, they could all win, and we're just going to feel much better on Monday. But I'm worried, man.
I know. All right, best I can say is drink wine, all right?
Yeah, no problem. I'm there.
Nikki,
have a good weekend, guys.
You too, buddy. Take it easy. Don't forget, Football Friday's on the Fanatic, brought to you by AAA. Wherever the open road takes you, take AAA.
And we've been talking a lot of Phillies today, and I have a Phillies nugget for you. And, of course, that show recap is brought to you by Dietz & Watson and Family-Owned Heritage's Dairy Stores, who make their hoagies with premium meats, Dietz & Watson meats and cheeses. To find the area's best hoagies, visit DietzandWatson.com.
Oh, the Heritage. It's nice.
I didn't notice this, but this is courtesy of Megan Montemoro, who covers the Phillies for The Athletic. If the Phillies miss the playoffs this year, she says that it'll be the ninth straight season the Phillies missed the playoffs. Do you know that'll be the second longest drought in the baseball right now?
Wow.
I didn't know that. The Mariners are going on 20 years. It will be the second longest drought in Major League Baseball active if they miss the playoffs this year.
When did the Marlins make it?
That's a great question. Oh, if they miss the playoffs and the Marlins make it. So I'm going to guess that would eliminate.
Okay. Well, that was 18.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
But
I
still,
got you.
Man.
Hey, real quick. The Fighting Barrel of Bristol, the one, the only, Coach Al!
Eat a Super Bowl!
There it is. Coach Al. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Stay tuned for Mikey. We'll talk to you on Monday after the Eagles win. Go Birds!